好，让我们开始今天的主日学。
Dear God, thank you for your word.
亲爱的上帝，我们感谢你的话语。
Help us to learn from it.
帮助我们学习你的话语。
And from Job's friends, help us to learn lessons about how to serve others.
也让我们从约伯的朋友中学习应该如何去服侍别人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.All right, we are looking at how to be a terrible friend.
我们一直在学习如何做一个很糟糕的朋友。
About 15 years ago, my wife had cancer.
大概15年前，我太太被诊断出癌症。
And had to have surgery.
她必须要经过手术。
She had never been sick before, ever.
在那之前，他从来没有生过病。
I have never been sick.
带着他。
Ever.
我到现在都没生过病。
Neither of us ever went to a doctor.
我们都从来不看医生的。
And so this was very new to both of us.
所以当年那个经历对我们来说都是很新的。
So, but she found out she had to have a major surgery.
所以当他发现他要经历一个很大的手术
About a week before her surgery, on a Sunday afternoon,
大概在他手术之前的一周，在一个主日的下午
A lady came to visit us.
有一位女士来我们家拜访我们
She said, my husband is a pastor.
她说我丈夫是一位牧师
And I wanted to come and encourage you.
所以我想来鼓励你
So she came in.
然后她就来了
And she said, I had the surgery that you're having.
她说我曾经经历过你将要做的这个手术。
And she began to tell her experience.
然后她就开始分享她的经历。
She told how something went wrong in the surgery and the anesthesia didn't work and so she had horrible pain.
然后她就开始讲那个手术中出了一个问题然后麻药也没有作用所以她经历了很大的这个疼痛
She said it has been 10 years since I had surgery and I still have pain every day
她说这手术已经过去十年了但我现在每天都还是很疼
Poor Sue was just, you know, about to faint
然后我可怜的太太好像都听着快要晕过去了
I had been in the next room reading a book
我当时正在旁边的房间里在读一本书
So that they could visit
然后他们就在那边聊
But as I started to hear the conversation
但是当我开始慢慢听到他们的对话
Finally I came out
然后我终于我就走出来
And I said to the lady Thank you so much for coming
我就对这个女士说哎呀感谢你今天能来
I know you are busy so we're going to let you leave
我知道你还有别的事情要忙所以我们也就不留你了
But sometime we'll call you to come back
但是以后我们可能需要的时候再打电话喊你回来。
It's been 15 years. I haven't called yet.
已经过了15年了，我都再没跟他打过电话。
But I always think of that dear lady when I read Job.
但是当我读约伯记的时候，我又想到了那位亲爱的女士。
And I always feel kind of bad because I know she meant very good intentions.
我知道她的这个本意和初衷是很好的。
I think she probably went home and said to her husband, Oh, it is so good to be able to encourage people.
或许她回到家以后都对她丈夫说哎呀能鼓励到别人真是太好了。
I feel like that's the spiritual gift that God has given me.
我觉得这是神给我的这个属灵的恩赐。
It is hard to be a good friend to people who are hurting.
对一个正在受伤害受痛苦的人来说成为他的一个好朋友是很难的。
But we saw last week,Eliphaz try.
但是我们上个星期看到这个以利法他尝试过了。
And his message is, this happens to everybody.
然后他的信息就是这个是对所有人都通用的。
What I know applies to everybody.
我所知道的道理也应该在所有人身上都适用。
Last week we listened to Bildad.
我们上周也看到了这个比勒达的讲论。
Who says, look at tradition.
他说你看看这个传统。
This week, I want to start looking quickly at Zophar.
这周我想很快的，我们来看一下索法。
Zophar is the worst of the friends.
索法是这所有的朋友里最糟糕的。
And his problem is, it seems to me, he does not see people.
对我来说，他的问题在于他没有看到人。
Instead, his source of truth is what we call dogma, belief.
他的这个所谓的真理的来源就是我们所说的这个信仰或者信心。
This is what is true.
他就说这是真实的。
And he never sees the hurt of the person in front of him.
他从来没有看到站在他眼前的这个人所受的这个痛苦和伤害。
Last night I could not sleep.
昨天晚上我有点失眠。
And so I picked up a book that I have been wanting to read for a long time.
所以我就拿了一本我一直想要读的书。
By a man by the name of Henri Nouwen. And he's talking about counseling.
然后这个书是讲这个辅导的。
And he's telling the story in there of one of his students.
他在分享他一个学生的故事。
Who went in to visit a man in the hospital.
这个学生去医院里拜访一位病人。
Who the next day was facing surgery.
然后这个病人隔天就要做手术了。
He said the patient was a strong, very independent man.
这个病人他是一个非常坚强也很有力量的这样一个人。
The student was new and was very nervous.
然后这个学生他其实是一个新来的，然后也很紧张。
The man said, I don't want to have this surgery.
然后这个病人就说我不想做手术。
What if something goes wrong and I die?
万一手术失败我死了呢？
And the student said, oh, you don't need to talk about that.
然后这个学生说哎，不要说这个。
So he talked about his family and the weather and sports.
然后他就开始跟他聊他的家庭，聊天气，聊体育。
And after a while the man said, what if something goes wrong in the surgery and I die?
然后最后这个病人又说那万一手术有问题我就死在手术台怎么办呢、
oh, don't think that.
然后这学生说哎，不要这样想。
And so he talks about something else.
然后他又接着讲别的事情。
And finally he goes away.
然后后来这个学生离开了。
And he says to his teacher, Henri Nouwen, how did I do?
然后这个学生就问老师说我做的怎么样呢？
And his teacher said, you did terrible.
然后这个老师说你做的简直太糟了。
He said,The man told you three times what he wanted to talk about.
因为这个人三次对你说他想要聊的那个话题。
He's afraid to die.
他就是很怕死。
And three times he tried to talk about this.
然后他三次想要跟你聊这个话题。
But all you could think about was what your textbook says you should talk to people about when you visit the hospital.
但是你所聊的只是你的课本告诉你的去医院拜访别人所该聊的那些事情。
He said, we must see the people we're with.
所以我们必须要看到和我们同在的这个人。
We must hear their heart.
我们一定要听到他的心。
Zophar never does that.
索法从来没有这样做。
Just look at how he starts.
你就看他是怎么开始的。
Now remember, this is the first thing he has said.
你要记得这是他说的第一句话。
Should a multitude of words go unanswered?
这许多的言语岂不该回答吗？
Should your babble silence men? Verse 3.
第三节你夸大的话岂能使人不作声吗？
And look at verse 6. God takes from you less than your guilt deserves.
第六节他甚至说神追讨你比你罪孽该得的还少。
Job has lost everything.
你要知道约伯已经失掉了他所有的一切。
And Zophar says,
然后索法还说
You deserve even worse.
说你的罪孽该得的比这还多。
In one of his later speeches, he tells him, your children probably sinned and that's why they died.
在他后来的这个讲论当中索法说或许是因为你的孩子们犯了罪所以他们死了。
You see, Zophar doesn't see people.
你看到吗索法他没有眼中没有人。
He justHas a speech to give.
他就只是要发表这样一个讲论。
If we want to be a help to people who are hurting,
如果我们想要成为受苦的人的帮助,
we must see people.
我们一定要看到人。
One of the things that Jesus teaches me in his ministry.
主耶稣在他的这个事工当中教导我的一件事情是
He always sees people.
他永远能看到人。
John chapter 8, they bring a woman to him who had committed adultery.
在约翰福音第八章他们把一个这个犯奸淫的女人带到耶稣的面前。
And they want him to make a judgment.
他们想要耶稣做一个审判。
Not to see her, but to see this is adulterers. This is how adulterers should be treated.
不是说让人看到这个女人怎么样，而是说我们对待淫妇应该如何。
But he saw her.
但是耶稣看到的是这个妇人。
He doesn't see sinners, he sees people, individuals.
耶稣看到的不是重罪人，而是每一个独立的人。
He doesn't see lepers, he sees individuals.
他没有看到重得大麻风的众人，而是看到每一个个体。
How many of you like it when someone says or acts like, well, all Chinese look alike?
如果有人跟你说，哎，所有中国人都一样的，你感觉如何呢？
You like that?
你喜欢别人这么说吗？
No. One of my students gave me a cartoon I used to have on my wall.
我以前有一个学生给了我一个这个卡通画，我
Three Chinese students, children on one side of the street.
然后就是画上画的就是三个中国的学生在这个街上。
Three Caucasian white children on the other side of the street.
然后在街的另一边是三个这个白人的孩子。
And both of them are pointing.
然后他们都彼此指着对方。
And above them both is the little word bubble.
然后在他们这个上面有这个文字的这个上面写着。
And they are both saying, look, they all look alike.
然后他们指着彼此这两边都说，哎，你看他们长得都一样。
None of us like that.
我们没人喜欢这样。
We want to be individuals.
我们想要成为独立的个体。
Jesus shows us that.
主耶稣也向我们展示这一点。
He saw people.
他看到了人。
One of the most important lessons I think we can get from the friends is to see people.
所以我们从约伯的朋友当中能学到的很重要的一个功课就是要看到人。
We live in a world where everyone is put into groups.
我们这个世界好像习惯把人都分组分群。
These are people who do this.
这些人他们做这样的事情。
These are homeless people.
这些是流浪汉。
These are black people.
这些是那个黑人。
These are Chinese people.
这些是中国人。
These are people who commit this sin.
这些是犯这样罪的人。
These are immigrants. These are this. These are this. And we see them in groups.
这是移民，这是这些人，那些人，我们把他们都是分成一组一组的人来看待。
And once we've seen the group, we no longer need to look any further because we know everyone in that group does this.
然后当我们一旦把人按组或者群来看，我们好像就不会看具体的人，因为好像他们所有人做都是一样的事情。
Jesus shows us to see people.
但主耶稣告诉我们要看到人。
Now, I don't want to talk about the first three friends anymore because I do want to get further today.
我今天不想再讲这三个朋友了，因为我们要接下来往后面讲。
But if you go back through the second group of speeches and the third,
但是如果我们看到这三个朋友第二轮和第三轮的这个辩论，
you will see they all say the same thing again.
你会看到他们就把之前说过的话又说了一遍。
Only louder.
而且说的声音只是更大了。
They get more and more angry.
那他们就变得更加的生气。
They're angry at Job because he won't just say,I'm wrong.
他们对约伯很生气，因为约伯就不愿意承认说啊，好吧，我错了。
And so we come to the fourth friend in chapter 32.
所以我们来到第三十二章，看到第四个朋友。
A man by the name of Elihu.
他是叫以利户。
And I ask you this week to think about this question.
上周我给大家布置一个作业，让大家来想这样一个问题。
When you read Elihu's speech.
就是你读以利户的这个发言的时候
Did you feel that he was closer to the truth than the other three?
你认为他相比那三个朋友来说更接近真理吗
Did anybody read this and think about that question?
有人读了然后想这个问题了吗
Pardon? You did when you read it. Anybody read it? Did you read it?
有人读了这几章了吗?
Yeah, okay. What did you think? Did he sound more reasonable than the other three?
他所说的听上去比那三个朋友更有道理吗?
Not sure. You thought so, okay. All right. Okay. Many people think he's closer to the truth.
很多人认为以利户可能更接近真理。
Because at the end, when God rebukes the friends, he rebukes the three friends. And he doesn't say anything about Elihu.
因为在最后神指责他的朋友的时候只指责了那三个人而对以利户没有发言。
And so many people think maybe he is closer to the truth.
所以很多人就认为说哦也许以利户就更接近真理。
I'm not sure about that.
对这一点我不是很确定。
Because I've been a teacher.
因为我一直是做老师。
And if someone is kind of close to the truth, but they're a little wrong, I will say, no, you're wrong, and here's what you need to change.
因为做老师我发现即使有人他很接近那个真理或者正确答案但还没有完全对的时候我还是会说哦你错了。
But if someone is just completely out of the field, I just say, oh, that's very nice, and go on.
但如果有人回答压根不沾边我可能会说啊好着呢你继续。
So I'm not sure that God ignoring Elihu is a compliment. It might be an insult, I'm not sure.
或许我在想神没有直接的批评以利户并不是对以利户的一个鼓励也许是反而是讥讽呢我不确定。
But, it is true, he says some things that seem to be very, very good.
但是可以确定的是以利户所说的一些话好像看上去还不错。
So I'll say to you, that's very nice. Here's what Elihu says.
那以利户说了什么呢?
He starts out, he says, he was angry.
最开始以利户开口说他很生气。
He's angry at Job because Job will not say, I've sinned.
他很生气是因为约伯不愿意承认自己犯罪。
He's angry at the three friends because they cannot convince Job to repent.
他也对约伯的这三个朋友很生气因为这三个朋友没有办法说服约伯让他认罪。
So verse 5 says he burned with anger.
然后第32章5节就说他怒气发作。
Can I suggest that there's his first mistake?
我觉得这是他犯的第一个错误。
To speak when we are angry is usually not a good idea.
在怒气发作的时候开口通常不是一个好的方式。
A proverb that I try to remember often. Proverbs chapter 12.
我经常提醒自己在箴言十二章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
The vexation or the anger of a fool is known at once.
说愚妄人的恼怒立时显露。
But the prudent ignores an insult.
通达人能忍辱藏羞。
A fool, he says, when the fool is angry, everybody knows it.
他这句话就是说当这个愚妄人发怒的时候所有人就都知道了。
But a wise person is able to put it back.
但是作为一个通达人一个智慧人他能够忍辱藏羞。
To go on.
然后能继续。
I was reading a biography of Abraham Lincoln.
我之前在读这个林肯的一个自传。
And the writer said he had a terrible temper.
然后这个作者就说林肯这个脾气特别不好。如果有人做事情这个惹恼了他或者是这个将军做了一个坏的决定。
Abraham Lincoln would sit down and write him an angry letter.
然后林肯就会坐下来写一封怒气冲冲的信。
And then throw it away.
然后把这信再扔掉。
Because Abraham Lincoln had learned from Proverbs.
因为林肯总有从这个箴言中学到。
The vexation, the anger of a fool is known at once.
这个愚妄人的怒气立时显现。
But the wise ignores an insult.
但是通达人知道如何的忍辱藏羞。
Yeah, but he knew better than to send it. Yeah, exactly. So, Elihu begins to speak.
于是以利户开始发言。
He says, I'm younger than all the others.
他说我年轻，你们老迈。
And so I did not speak.
所以我因此退让，没有发言。
But he says, I too have wisdom.
但他说我也有智慧。
God has given me wisdom.
神也给我智慧。
And so listen to me.
所以你们要听我的话。
And he begins to speak.
然后他就开始了他所说的。
He tells Job, God's, you said that God doesn't speak to you.
然后他说约伯你说神不对你说话。
But he says God does speak.
他说神其实对你说话。
He speaks through dreams.
他在梦中对你说话。
He speaks through pain and suffering.
他也在痛苦和折磨中
对你说话。And so Job, you are suffering, that's God speaking to you.
所以约伯你在受苦这就是神对你说的话。
Now again, remember back from chapter 1.Why is Job suffering?
你还记得第一章我们讲到说约伯为什么受苦吗?
Because of Satan.
是因为撒旦。
But he says, oh no, if you're suffering, that's God.
但是这里以利户说如果你受苦那一定是神说话。
So he says, Job, if you will just accept God's punishment.
然后以利户就说如果你能够约伯啊就接受神的这个惩罚。
If you will repent.
然后悔改。
God will restore you.
神一定会来快快救赎你。
He says at the end of chapter 33, If you have any words, Job, you answer.
在第33章最后他说
If not, be silent and I will teach you wisdom.
他说你若有话说就可以回答我。
And then he goes on.
不要作声我将智慧教训你。
He says, God is a just God.
他接着说说神是一位公义的神。
That's true.
这是真的。
God is a sovereign God.
神也是一位有权柄的神。
Job already knows that.
约伯已经知道这一点了。
He says, Job, we can't understand God's ways.
他说约伯啊我们没有办法理解神的方式。
And so we should just be quiet and listen to him.
所以我们要做的就是安静来听神。
And that's not entirely wrong.
这么说并不是完全错误的。
God is just.
神是公义的。
God is sovereign.
神是大有全能的。
But again, the problem is this.
但是他所说这个问题在于哪里呢?
He is so confident in his own wisdom that he cannot listen to Job's heart.
那就是以利户他对自己的智慧过于的有自信，所以他没有办法去倾听约伯的心声。
Look at chapter 35.
我们来看第35章。
Look at verse 5 through 8. 6 through 8.
第6到第8节。
I'll go to verse 5. Look at the heavens and see.
从第5节说你要向
天观看。Behold the clouds which are higher than you.
瞻望那高于你的穹苍。
If you have sinned, what do you accomplish against him, against God?
你若犯罪能使神受何害呢？
Verse 7, if you are righteous, what do you give to him?
你若是公义还能加增他什么呢?
Verse 8, your wickedness concerns only a man like yourself.
你的过恶或能害你这类的人。
And your righteousness, the son of men.
你的公义或能叫世人得益处。
Now, I want you to think for a moment.
我想让大家花时间来想一下。
Elihu says this to Job.
以利户这样对约伯说。
Job, God is sovereign.
说约伯啊神是全能的。
So you need to just be quiet.
所以你就需要闭嘴安静。
Your righteousness doesn't affect him.
你的公义不会影响神。
If you sin, it doesn't affect him.
你若犯罪也不会影响神。
He's in heaven, you're down here.
他在天上你在这里。
So just quit complaining.
所以就不要再抱怨了。
Let me ask you a question. Is Job right? I mean, is Elihu right?
让我来问大家一个问题。以利户说的是对的吗？
Does Job's righteousness matter to God?
约伯的公义对神来说有意义吗?
I see some no's, I see some yes's.
我看有人点头，有人摇头。
Go back to chapter 1.
我们回到第一章。
God says to Satan,
神对撒旦说,
Look at my servant Job.
说你可曾用心查看我的仆人约伯。
And Satan says, well, yes, but that's because you've blessed him.
撒旦说当然了那是因为你祝福他。
Let me take the blessings and he'll curse you.
我若把这些他有的都拿去他必当面弃绝你。
And God put his own reputation in Job's hands.
这是什么意思？就是神将他自己的名声放在了约伯的手中。
Do you see that?
看到了吗？
If Job turns against God, he is proving Satan is right and God is wrong.
如果约伯就此离弃神，那么也就证明撒旦是对的，神是错的。
The first time I read that and really thought about it, that what we just read from Elihu, I was amazed.
我第一次读到以利户的这个讲论的时候，我没有这么想，我觉得哎，还挺好。
To realize Job's righteousness does matter to God.
但是后来我意识到，约伯的这个公义对神来说确实是有意义的。
And can I say to you that for us, our actions matter to God.
所以让我也对大家来说，我们的行为对神在神看来也是有意义的。
Yes, Elihu is right that God is sovereign.
以利户所说的是对的，神是大有权柄。
But he has chosen to enter into our world.
但是神选择来到我们的世界。
And become a part of us.
也成为我们的一部分。
We have an incredible relationship with him.
于是我们和神建立了这样子特别的这种关系。
Because he has entered into our world.
是因为神来到我们的世界。
Now, let me, I want to get through the friends today, and so I'm hurrying along here. What do the friends do wrong?
我今天想把关于他朋友的都讲完，所以我
们来看一下。There are three things that I want you to see.
这些朋友做错了什么？
First of all, they misuse truth.
第一就是他们错用了真理。
Truth becomes a club.They beat up Job with the truth.
然后他们就好像用这个真理的这个藤条来抽打这个约伯。
They have one message, and it's this.
他们好像只有一个信息。
If you do wrong, you will suffer.
那就是如果你做错了事，就该受苦。
If you suffer, you need to repent.
如果你受苦，你就该悔改。
And after you repent, God will restore you.
如果你悔改，神会重塑你。
Simple sermon.
这一个很简单的一个信息。
You suffer for doing wrong, you repent, God restores you. Three points.
就只有三点，就是你做错了就该受苦，受苦悔改，神就会重塑你。
And all of those are true.
但他们说这所有的都是对的。
Except they don't apply to Job.
但是只有一点，就是他们所说的这个对的事情并不适用于约伯。
John Calvin wrote a wonderful commentary on Job.
之前有一个为大家写过一个约伯记的很好的一个这个
And in it he says this.
然后在最后他这样说。
Some comforters have only one song to sing, and they sing it to everyone.
说有些安慰者他们好像只会唱一首歌，然后他们就对所有人都唱着同一首歌。
They just the same counsel to everybody.
然后他们就用同样的方式去安慰所有的人。
They misused truth. They did not see the need of Job.
他们没有看到约伯的需要，他们错用了这个真理。
You see, one of the things that I think we have to learn from the friends is this.
我想我们必须要从这些朋友身上学到的一点是
We can speak truth in a way that destroys rather than building up.
我们有的时候如果错用真理很可能会达到毁坏而不是建造的目的。
That's why Paul says in Ephesians 4,
那也是为什么在以弗所书第四章保罗说
Speaking the truth in love.
说要在爱心中说诚实话。
Now, I was looking at that recently.
我最近在看这个。
Because there's a problem.
因为好像有一个问题。
I have never ever heard anyone who said, I was not speaking the truth in love.
因为我好像从来没有听谁说过说啊，我没有在爱心中说诚实话。
Have you? No, everyone says, yes, of course, I was speaking the truth in love.
好像所有人都说，哎，我是在爱心中说诚实话。
Right? We're talking to someone and we slap them with something and we say, but I did it because I loved him.
好像我们对人说话，我就抽他一巴掌，然后说：“哎，我这么做是因为我爱你。”
I'm trying to help.
我是想要来帮你。
Right?
是这样吗？
And so I was looking at that, and I was thinking, how do we know if we're speaking the truth in love?
所以我在读的时候，我就在想，我们怎么知道我们是不是凭爱心说诚实话？
And Paul tells us the answer.
那保罗告诉我们，
speaking the truth in love, it will build up the body of Christ, the church.
保罗告诉我们说，当你用爱心说诚实话的时候，你会彼此建立，建立基督的身体。
If I am speaking the truth, and I am speaking in love, it will build up, it will strengthen my brothers and sisters in Christ.
如果我说诚实话，且是用爱心说诚实话，那么我就会建立，建造我的弟兄和姐妹。
I read that, there's the answer.
然后我读到这想说，哦，这就是那个答案。
There's how I can test if I am speaking the truth in love.
这样我就可以测试我是不是真的在凭爱心说诚实话。
Because I always think I'm speaking the truth in love.
因为我自己好像一直觉得我是凭爱心说诚实
话。You know, I see our chairman of our deacon board.
我就像我看到我们执事会的主席。
And I say, you know, you're doing a really lousy job.
说你知道吗？你这活干的真不怎么样。
Three things that you need to change.
你要改变三件事情。
And I go away and I say, ah, I did a good job.
然后我离开了自己拍拍说啊、哦、我这做得不错。
I love him enough to tell him the truth.
我太爱他了所以告诉他这些事实。
Right?
对吗
Yeah, Paul says, if I really am speaking the truth in love, it will build him up.
但保罗说如果我真的是在爱心里说诚实话那样的会建立他会建造他。
If everywhere I go, there are people who are just kind of flattened after I leave,It means I'm not building them up.
如果我去到所有的地方，然后我离开之后，所有人好像都倒塌了。
I may be speaking the truth.
我没有在用爱心说诚实话。
But if so, I'm not doing it in love.
也，我或许说的是实话，但是我没有在爱心中说。
Or I may be speaking what I think is the truth, and I may just be wrong.
或者我说的只是我自认为的诚实话，其实我是错的。
I must speak in a way.That builds up my brothers and sisters.
所以我必须要用一个可以建造我的弟兄姐妹的方式来说。
You see, if every one of us would become that kind of person,
你看到吗？如果我们每一个人都可以成为这样的人，
wouldn't it make an incredible difference in the atmosphere of our church, our communities?
那会对我们的社区、对我们的教会产生一个多么大的一个影响、一个变化呢？
I have lived in Hope Sound for 30-some years.
我在 Hope Sound 已经住了30多年了。
And so I have learned there are certain people that when I see them coming, I just need to be very busy.
然后我就意识到说有些人我每次碰着他们的时候要装作很忙的样子走过去。
Because I know if they have anything to say, it's going to hurt.
因为我知道好像他们要张口说什么都是说了伤人的话。
And there are other people that if I see them, I want to see them because they're going to say something.Encouraging.
但是有些人我看到他们就想要过去跟他们讲话因为我知道他们会说鼓励人的话
Robert Rome is a speaker on motivation
曾经有一个讲这个这个动机的这个讲员
And he says that he decided he wanted to do this when he was in high school
然后他就说他在高中的时候下决心要做一件事情
Because he said he had a basketball coachwho was a great encourager.
他说他有一个篮球教练是一个很擅长鼓励人的人。
And he said, I was walking down the hall one day.
他说有一天我就在这个楼
And he said, I passed my coach.
在楼道里走过然后从我教练旁边经过。
And he said, his coach said, ah, there's Robert Rome, an all-star, high school all-star.
然后这个教练马上说哎这是这个 Robert, 是我们高中的这个全明星。
And he said, I just felt like this.
他说我都自己感觉轻飘飘的。
He said, I went out the hall and I ran around the building and I came back again.
他说我甚至跑出这个楼然后转了一圈又回来。
Because I wanted to hear it again.
因为我想再听他夸我一遍。
And he said, sure enough, I passed my coach and he said, ah, there's Robert Rome, high school all-star.
然后他又再次经过他的这个教练，教练又拍拍他说，哎呀，这是 Robert， 我们高中的全明星。
He said, I felt so good, I went out the door and I ran again.
他说我就是感觉太好了，出去跑一圈又回来。
And the third time he said, my coach said, I'm not just going to keep saying it.
然后第三次这个教练说，哎，我可不要再说一次了。
But this was someone who had learned to build up those around him.
但是这样的人他能够，他就是学会了如何建造他身边的人。
They misused the truth.
所以这些朋友们他们错用了真理。
Their second mistake was they forgot their mission.
然后他们的第二个错误是他们忘记了他们的职责，他们的任务。
Can you remember back from chapter 4? What was their mission? Why did they come to see Job?
你还记得第四章中他们的这个任务，他们的职责是什么？他们为什么来见约伯？
To comfort him, right?
To
encourage him.
要来安慰，要来鼓励约伯。
That was their mission.
他们的任务是要来鼓励安慰
Comfort, encouraging.
去安慰他，鼓励他。
But when they give him advice and he doesn't do it, they become frustrated.
但是当这些朋友提出他们的建议，约伯没有按他们建议做的时候，他们就很抓狂。
They are soon so frustrated that they're making wild accusations.
然后他们如此抓狂，就开始做这种不合理的这种指责。
They have gone from being a comforter to being a prosecutor.
他们就好像从这个安慰者变成了这个迫害者。
Remember Eliphaz, the first speaker.
你还记得这个以利法第一个发言的吗？
He starts out, you have strengthened the weak.
你还记得他刚开始说，约伯你坚固软弱的手。
You have held up the ones who are stumbling.
你帮助那些软弱的膝坚固。
You have helped the poor and the widow.
你帮助那些穷人，那些寡妇。
You have fed the hungry.
你那个喂饱那些饥饿的人。
That's the first speech.
那是他所说的第一段话。
By the third speech, chapter 22.
但是到第二十二章，他第三次说话的时候。
You have stripped the naked of their clothing.
他说那些饥饿。
You've given no water to the thirsty.
那些穷困的人没有给他水喝，饥饿的人
没有给他食物。You sent widows away hungry.
你打发寡妇空手回去。
You have broken the arms of the orphans.
你甚至折断孤儿的膀臂。
That is why terror comes into your life.
因此这些恐惧来到你的身边。
Do you realize this is the same person?
你有意识到这以利法是同一个人吗？
What has happened?
那发生了什么呢？
He forgot why he was there.
他忘记了他为什么来到这里。
Now instead of comforting Job, they want to win an argument.
他们来到这里不再是为了去安慰约伯，而是想要赢得这个辩论。
And winning the argument becomes more important than loving the person.
而对他们来说，赢得这个争论比爱那个人好像更重要。
We must never forget.
我们要永远记住
that we are here to win people, not arguments.
我们来到这里是要为赢得人，而不是赢得一场争论。
We can sit down with an unbeliever.
我们可以和不信主的人坐在一起。
And we can prove to them how terrible they are.
我们也可以向他证明他是一个多么糟的人。
But we will not have won them.
但我们没有办法就此来赢得他。
And our job is not to win arguments.
所以我们的工作不是要赢得这个争论。
But to win people.
而是要赢得人。
They misuse the truth.
所以这些朋友们他们错用了真理。
They forget their mission.
他们忘记了自己来到这里的任务。
And then they forgot their place.
然后他们也忘记了他们所处的位置。
They take on God's role.
他们好像就是把自己放在神的那个位置上。
You see, their job was to do what?
你还记得他们的工作是什么吗？
Comfort Job.
是去安慰约伯。
Right? If Job needed to be taught any lessons, that was God's job.
如果约伯需要学什么功课的话，那应该是神的工作。
God hadn't given them the mission of teaching Job some lessons. He gave them the mission of encouraging Job.
神没有给这些朋友们说教约伯功课这样的任务，而是让这些朋友们去安慰约伯。
They decided to do God's job.
但这些朋友们却觉得要做神所做的工作。
Let's figure out what lessons Job needs to learn.
我们来看看约伯需要学什么功课。
Can I suggest to us that we need to be careful to do our calling and let God do His?
我们真的是要对自己的呼召非常的小心，也要让神来做神所做的事情。
Now, by this point, have you figured out why the friends miss it so badly?
你到现在有发现这个朋友们他们为什么做得这么不好吗？
Why do you think they got so off track?
有想一想为什么他们走偏这么远吗？
They have bad theology. Okay, where?
他们有
Okay. Okay. Some of their view of suffering is wrong. However,
他们这个可能有一些神学观点是错，他们好像对这个有一些对这个受苦的理解是错误的。
Since you're not completely off, I'm not going to just say, oh, that's very nice.
你答得还沾点边，所以我不说你答得很好。
Let me defend them for a minute.
让我先维护一下这些朋友。
Because their theology is, if we sin, we suffer.
因为这些朋友他们的这个神学观点是，如果我们犯罪，我们就会受苦。
Which sounds an awful lot like Galatians. Whatever a man sows, that will he reap.
所以就有点像就是人种的是什么就收的是什么。
It sounds a lot like Deuteronomy 28 and 29.
也像申命记28、29章所说的。
If you keep my commandments, I'm going to pour blessings on you.
说你若守我的诫命我将恩典倾倒在你们身上。
If you break my commandments, I'm going to pour curses on you, Deuteronomy says.
申命记也说，你若不遵守我的诫命，我也将这些怨这个咒诅倾倒在你的身上。
So they have some good scripture verses for their theology.
所以他们的这个神学观点是有一些经文支撑的。
I would say they're not right, but they're not entirely wrong.
所以他们不是正确，但也不是错的，完全不着道。
But that's part of it.
但这是其中的一个问题。
What else?Okay, okay, yes, yes.
就是他们在他们这个争论当中就是
They become wrapped up in the argument rather than caring for Job.
他们太专注于自己的这个争论而不是去关心约伯。
I think someone else raised a hand. Okay, they start from a wrong assumption, yes.
然后他们就从这个错误的假设出发，就是所有人都是罪人，所以约伯一定也是个罪人。
I think one of the keys is this.
我想很重要的一点是
fear.
是恐惧。
Put yourself in their shoes.
把你放在他们的境况中想一想。
If...The reason Job is suffering is because he sinned.
如果约伯受苦的原因是他犯罪。
Everyone sins, so he is suffering, and so this is what happened.
每个人都犯罪，他也犯罪，所以他就是受苦，是他的结果。
Then they can go home and know that everything will be okay at home because they haven't done anything wrong while they're gone.
然后他们就可以很安心地回到家里然后知道说哎，没家里一切都好因为我没有做错什么事情。
But what if Job is completely innocent?
但是万一如果约伯真的是完全无辜
And he lost everything.
他依旧失去了他所有的一切。
What does that say might happen to them?
那对他们来说是不是也会有这样子的事情发生呢?
The same thing.
同样的事情也可能发生在他们身上。
They are afraid.
所以我想他们是很害怕。
If Job is as innocent as he says,
如果约伯如他所说的那么无辜的话
then this could happen to me.
那同样的事情也可能发生在我身上。
Right?
对吗?
You see, if I can show that you're suffering because you brought it on yourself, then I just have to make sure that I don't do what you did.
如果我可以证明说你受苦是因为你自己犯了罪，那我只要确保我不犯同样的罪就可以了。
But if you are innocent and suffering, then I may suffer too.
但是如果你无辜且受苦，那么说明我也有可能无辜且受苦。
And so I need to try really, really hard to show that you are guilty of something.
所以我就必须要很努力地去证明你真的是犯了某样的罪。
If Job is innocent,
如果约伯真是无辜，
they may go home and find their home has been destroyed.
这些朋友或许回到家里就会发现他们的房子也都被毁了。
They've lost everything.
他们也失去了所有的一切。
And fear makes us stupid.
然后这种恐惧就会让我们变得很蠢。
I think they become absolutely terrified at the possibility that Job could be innocent.
我想他们就是很惧怕、很害怕约伯可能完全无辜的这种可能性。
And so they pour all of their effort into trying to come up with some reason he suffered, and then they'll be okay.
所以他们就竭尽所能地找各样的理由来说约伯为什么受苦，也让他自己觉得啊、哦，我自己应该没事。
You see, somewhere in this conversation, their attention turns from him to themselves.
你看到了吗？在他们对话的过程中，某个阶段，他们的这个注意力从约伯身上转到他们自己身上。
From comforting him to winning their argument.
不是要去安慰约伯，而是要来赢得他们自己的这个争论。
From caring for him to taking care of their fears.
去从这个安慰关心约伯变成安慰鼓励他们自己的这个心里的恐惧。
If we're going to be used by God to help others.
如果我们要被神使用去帮助别人。
We have to care for them.
我们要关注的是这个对方。
We have to love them.
我们要爱的是这个对方。
And love is always focused on others.
然后这个爱是永远是关注在对方身上的。
Not ourselves.
而不是我们自己。
Let me finish with this. This is a lesson that I want to end with us that I think we must learn from these friends.
我想我们必须要从这些朋友身上来学到这样的功课。
And that is this.Being there is more important than giving right answers.
就是陪伴待在那里比给出正确的答案更重要。
One writer said this.
有一个作者曾这样说。
People who have experienced tragedy do not need an explanation. They need a hug.
那些经历悲剧的人，他们不需要你给他解释，他们需要的只是一个拥抱。
They don't need me to tell them why it happened.
他们不需要我告诉他们为什么样子这样子的悲剧会发生。
And the problem for me at least is.
但是对于至少对于我来说问题是。
I'm better at explanations than at hugs.
我可能做解释比给人拥抱做得更好。
But the best thing the friends ever did was when they were just there.
但是这些朋友他们所做的最好的一件事就是他们去那儿陪着约伯。
Man by the name of Joseph Bailey is an author.
有一个叫 Bailey 的这个作者。
Three of his sons were killed in a tragic.
然后在一场这个悲剧当中，他的三个孩子都过世了。
And he wrote this.
然后他这样写道。
He said, "I was sitting there, torn by grief."
他说我坐在那里，深陷在这个痛苦当中。
Someone came and talked to me about how God deals.
然后有人就来告诉我说神是如何做事的。
He explained why it happened.
他向我解释为什么这样的事情会发生。
He talked about the hope of heaven.
也向我讲述了在天国的希望。
He talked constantly.
他一直说一直说。
He said things that I knew were true.
他所说的我知道是对的。
And I wished he would go away.
但是我心里真是盼望他赶紧离开吧。
Someone else came.
另外一个人来。
He sat beside me.
他就坐在我旁边。
He didn't talk.
他一句话都没有说。
He just sat for an hour.
他只是在我旁边静静地坐了一个小时。
When I said something, he listened.
当我说话的时候，他在听。
He answered briefly.
他也很简短地来回答我。
He prayed simply.
他简单地为我祷告。
And he left.
然后他离开了。
I wished he would stay.
我多么期望他可以留下来啊。
Sometimes, at least for me,
有些时候至少对我是这样。
I avoid people who are hurting because I'm afraid I don't know what to say.
我好像就会努力地去避开那些在受苦的人，因为我不知道该跟他们说什么。
I know in my head that when people are hurting, that's the time that as Christians, we can step into their life and help them. I know that.
在我脑子里，我知道作为基督徒看到别人受苦的时候，这时候我们可以来到他的身边来帮助他。
But I'm afraid I'll do it wrong.
但是我很害怕我会做不好的事情。
I'm afraid I'll do like the lady I told you about at the beginning of the class.
我很害怕自己会成为我开始的时候给你讲的那个来拜访我们的女士。
And so I'd rather just stay away.
所以我好像就宁愿就远远地离开。
But here's what I'd like for us to see from Job's friends.
但是我想让大家通过约伯的朋友能够看到。
We don't have to have answers.
我们不需要有这个标准答案。
We don't have to explain everything.
我们也不需要解释所有的事情。
Instead, we can just be there.
我们只是需要待在那里陪着他。
I'm here to let you know I care.
让他知道我听你所说我在这我陪着你
and God is able to work through that
那神
to love that person
神就能够借着这个在那个人身上动工
so from the friends I don't think this lesson to learn is don't ever go they should have just stayed home
我想从这些朋友上我们学到的功课不是说哎，就压根不要去待在家里就好了
I think the lesson is just to be there
我想那个功课是我们就去到那里
To love, to care.
去爱他，去关心他。
And God can work through that.
神也会借着这样子的爱和关心来动工。
To help people.
去帮助那些人。
Now, next week, we're going to talk about Job's own search for God.
那下个星期我们会来讲这个约伯自己寻求神的过程。
If you would write down some chapters, I would like for you to read these this week.
我想让大家这周来读这几章。
Chapter 3,
第三章
Chapter 6 and 7,
第六、第七章
Chapters 12 through 14,
第十二到十四章
Chapter 28 and 29,
第二十八和二十九章
And here's what I want you to think about.
在你读这些章节的时候，我想让大家来思考
How does Job's view of God change through this experience?
那就是约伯对神的观点在这个过程当中是如何发生改变的。
For the friends, they really don't learn anything.
对那些朋友来说，他们好像什么都没有学到。
At the end of the book, I think they know no more about God than they knew at the beginning.
在约伯记最后的时候，我想这些朋友对神所了解的并不超过他们最开始所了解的。
Job, however, learned some valuable lessons.
但是约伯却学到了非常非常宝贵的功课。
And so as you read his speeches this week, think about how does his view of God change?
所以这周你来读约伯的这个经历，来想他的这个观点是如何变化的。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Dear God, help us to be true friends.
主啊，帮助我们成为真正的朋友。
People who you can use to bless and encourage those who are hurting.
让我们成为可以被你使用去帮助那些受苦的人的人。
Help us that we will truly care about those who need help.
帮助我们真的关心那些需要帮助的人。
And that we will allow you to work through us.
让我们允许你借着我们动工。
To serve and to bless others.
去服侍，去祝福别人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
王君姐，那个下周的讲义在你那儿说，下周的。